Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this weekend, I'm going to let you know something kind of cool. There's two things, and I talk about these people all the time. When we head down to Miami for the Super Bowl, they're helping us get there. But this weekend is the holiday parade, the Christmas parade, as I call it. I will not conform. It's the Christmas parade, and it's taking place in downtown Waukesha, and I'm going to be hanging out down there on Sunday evening prior to the Packers game. Hope to see you down there, but I'm going to head over to the Nice Ash, and it goes right down Main Street. Nice Ash is on Main Street, so I've already got my hot chocolate spot and my cigar in hand, and I'm going over to the Nice Ash. They always say get your ash in here, but stop at the Nice Ash on Main Street, downtown Waukesha. Great place to go. If you're going to start out your weekend mornings, check out our friends over at Euros West on Westmoreland Boulevard, out in Waukesha as well. Steve and Leo are great. They're family. It's been a family-run business for so long. The best breakfast you're ever going to eat in your life. And if you're just going to go in there for a burger or even a Euro, they have great Euros, and they do catering as well. It's just great people, great food, and the best part about it, I keep telling it's a great secret, and I don't want to get the secret out, but I have to advertise for them. Oh, my God, it's inexpensive. Yeah. Holy mackerel. You can go in there. We go in, me, Sherry, and the kids, and we can walk out of there with our bill under $25.
That's amazing.
And I can get an omelet that's as big as my freaking head. And Ross Tucker knows how big my head is. We always meet up down there in Super Bowl every year. Ross, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, I think you're talking my music right there.
I know.
I mean, $25 omelets as big as my head.
Yes.
I want to get my ash in there.
Yes, you the man. I know you're a Wisconsin guy and you're a foodie when it comes to that kind of stuff. That's why I saved that particular read until you joined us. So, how you been, pal?
I am doing awesome. Yeah, I'm doing awesome. Football season, getting the crunch time, college football, NFL. I mean, what's better than this?
No, I completely understand. We got a big one coming up this weekend. Our NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Inside Calls brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz. And you can catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home. His new shout-out to show on radio.com/home or search home on the radio.com app. Go check it out. And Ross is joining us. So I wanted to make sure I got that in. But, Ross, this is the biggest game, to me, of the season, short of when Baltimore beat the Patriots. This is probably a big primetime matchup. A lot of eyes are on this one. Everybody can't wait. So I said the Packers, there's four things, and you see if you agree with me. One, protect Aaron Rodgers. They're going to shoot the gut on Billy Turner. I know that. They've got good DNs. You got to keep Rodgers clean. Two is Rodgers has to spread the ball around. Three is they have to play from the lead, because if they force Garoppolo to try to keep up with Rodgers, Garoppolo's going to throw you some picks. He gives up at least two or three a game. You just have to take advantage of it. And then that third thing or fourth thing would be then you have to put pressure on Garoppolo. Pin your ears back after you get the lead and go after him. That, to me, is the recipe for success. How do you see it?
Yeah, I think that's pretty well said. I mean, you went right down the line. It's interesting. I'm so looking forward to the game, by the way. And kudos to the NFL for having the foresight to flex it, because, you know, you obviously can't have a West Coast game at noon Central Time, Bill. So it would have been at the same time as the Cowboys and the Patriots. I mean, that would have been a disaster to have two of the best games of the year going on at the exact same time. Now, we've got Eagles-Seahawks at 1. Then we've got Cowboys-Patriots. And at night, we can all watch the Niners and the Packers. One of the things that people aren't talking about enough, and this is part of what you said about your four things, the Niners really aren't running the ball as well the last few weeks. Because that's where I think this game will be won and lost. If the Niners can get back to running the ball the way they were before these last few weeks, then I really like the Niners in this game against the Packers. But if they continue to have problems running the football like they have had, which is kind of strange for a Kyle Shanahan offense, then I think the tables majorly turn to the Packers, and I totally agree. And I think the Packers win the game. I don't think Garoppolo is going to be able to match Aaron Rodgers throw for throw, touchdown. I just don't see that happening. So love where your head's at in terms of the Packers getting a lead. Now, in fairness, the Niners were down 16-0 to the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday, and Jimmy Garoppolo brought them back. Now, the Cardinals aren't the Packers, but he did show he could bring them back. I do think as well that the pass rush on both sides is gigantic in this game. Clearly, the Packers need their guys to pass protect the way they did last week and not the way, or 2 weeks ago, and not the way they did when they played the Chargers.
I completely agree with you about him bringing his Garoppolo bringing his team back. It's a little different, though, when you look across the field and you see a young Kyler Murray versus knowing what Aaron Rodgers can do. And is there a pressure to that, Rosh? You would know that. If you look across the field and you're like, we can't give the ball back to this guy without points because he's going to go down and extend that lead. Is there a pressure to go out and be almost perfect? Otherwise, you're setting yourself up for failure?
I think there is. I think over time, people have sort of outthought themselves, out overcoached when they played against a team like the New England Patriots because of the presence of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. I think on some level, you get behind against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, there is a little bit more pressure. And I think if the Packers can get the Niners to the point where they're not running the play-action stuff as much as they are just dropping back and Garoppolo has to throw it, I don't think those offensive tackles who are both coming back from injury will be able to hold up all that well against the Smith brothers.
I watched a ton of this last night till about 3 in the morning, as a matter of fact, and the one thing that keeps coming back to me is you got Elgin Jenkins, the rookie for the Packers, who has done a magnificent job on that offensive line. Corey Linsley in the middle. You still got the bookends. To me, the weakest link is Billy Turner. He's been probably more hit than miss, but he's maybe a 60-40 guy. If I'm going to shoot pressure, I'm going to do a lot of stunts in that gap and try to get him confused or try to get him in two-on-one situations where he just doesn't have the ability to grab onto everybody, and therefore that's the way I'm going to put pressure on Aaron Rodgers because I don't think I can do it consistently against David Bakhtiari and Brian Bulaga, right?
Well, those are the key matchups, especially whichever side Bosa's working from. That's going to be a gigantic matchup, and the Packers have to win more of those than they lose, clearly. Nick Bosa is a fantastic player. But to your point on the inside, guys, I am in awe of Elgin Jenkins. I mean, he played, correct me if I'm wrong, but he played center last year at Mississippi State, right?
Yep.
For him to come into the NFL and to go from playing center in college to guard in the NFL and to be pass protecting as well as he is, I am astounded by that. He is an absolute stud, and that was a terrific draft pick. As for Turner, this is kind of who he's always been, Bill. You know, he is very physical. He will give you some pop in the run game. He is ornery. He's a finisher. I think you could argue he brings an attitude to the offensive line in Green Bay that they haven't really had. He's never been an overly consistent pass protector. So you have to be willing to take the good with the bad. I'd like to see them help him out a little bit. You can have the running back go through the B-gap. They call that a B-gap insert. You can slide the line, Corey Linsley, to the right to protect Billy's inside because Elston Jenkins is such a good one-on-one pass protector. But the bottom line is the more volume you give to him in one-on-one pass pro, the more he's going to struggle. They need to try to schematically limit that a little bit. You don't want him getting a lot of one-on-ones against DeForest Buckner.
Talking with Ross Tucker, our Radio.com NFL insider. Before I let you go, hey, when Devontae Adams was out, they spread the ball around. They were utilizing the running back. Aaron Jones was a key cog in this whole thing and really setting himself up for an incredible season. Since Devontae Adams came back, Aaron Rodgers has focused more downfield. Now, he's had some success in this last particular game, but do you like the offense when it's spreading the ball everywhere and hitting you from every aspect? or do you like it when they take those shots and they go downfield, and Aaron Rodgers likes that guy, that combination?
I kind of thought they were executing better when Davante Adams was out. I kind of felt like Aaron was just getting the ball out faster and getting the ball out to wherever he was supposed to go with it. It seems like maybe it's because of the faith or trust or whatever you want to call it that he has in Davante, that it seems like he holds the ball longer at times when Devontae's in and is trying to get the ball to Davante. I kind of liked it better, and it seemed like it was a little smoother when he was just spreading it around. Now, obviously, you want Davante Adams. I mean, he's a tremendous player. You want him on the field. I guess I just wish somehow they could show Rodgers the video of when Davante wasn't in. And today, just do the same thing. The ball will get to Davante if the ball is supposed to get to Davante.
Always good to talk to you, Ross. I look forward to talking to you again. And if you get to Wisconsin, we'll go for a cigar and a big breakfast and call it a day, man, okay?
Hey, if it's less than $25 and if the omelets are as big as our head, I'll pay.
I'll buy. You're coming to my house. I'll buy. I get with you sometime. You buy. Maybe we'll hit a place down in Miami, too, when we're down there.
Sounds good to me, man. See ya.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Ross Tucker, our good friend from Radio.com, the NFL Sports Insider. He joins us. Compliments of our great friends from the midsize Metris, from Mercedes-Benz. You can catch Ross weekdays on Home and Home, his new show out there on the radio.com/home app, or search on the radio.com app just for searching home. It's good stuff right there. Check it out for yourself. Thanks again to Ross Tucker for joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80 plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.